Hi, this is U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. Today's Friday, October 13th. Welcome to my podcast. We know these are tough times for us in Michigan in a global economy. We do a wonderful job of making things and growing things, and we've got to make sure that there's a level playing field as we compete internationally. I'm absolutely convinced that if we have a level playing field, we can compete with anybody and be successful. My jobs agenda is based on creating that level playing field and making sure that we are fighting for our way of life, that we are fighting for the middle class who have created our way of life in this country. In fact, the auto industry and manufacturing are the ones that have created the middle class. Most other countries have a few very wealthy folks and a lot of very poor folks. And what we've had in between is this great middle class that's been our economic engine and given folks an opportunity to dream big dreams and be able to have wonderful opportunities for themselves and their families and to be able to achieve great things. That's what I'm fighting for here in the United States Senate. And my jobs agenda reflects what we need to do to make sure we've got a level playing field for our businesses and be able to keep our middle class in our way of life. On my jobs agenda, we've been able to check off a number of accomplishments. One is the first time ever manufacturing tax credit for companies that create jobs here in the United States rather than sending them overseas. You know, I'm happy to export our products, not our jobs. And as of the 2005 tax year, there is now a lower tax credit for businesses that create jobs and economic activity here rather than sending it overseas. And I'm very, very proud about that. Also, very pleased that our delegation worked together on a bipartisan basis in Michigan to pass the very best transportation bill ever. We've got a ways to go before we get back totally our fair share, but we got the very best deal we could, and it's the best one we've ever had, actually. 61,500 new good-paying jobs in Michigan are being created right now as a result of that. I'm also very pleased to have led efforts to keep in place the Manufacturing Extension Partnership, the Advanced Technology Program. These are both efforts to support businesses in innovation and in competitiveness issues to be able to compete in a local global economy, and have already spurred over $300 million in economic activity and jobs in Michigan. Now, other issues that we need to address. First of all, we've got to make sure in this level playing field on trade that when somebody steals your idea, your patent, dumps counterfeit product into this country, which is illegal, or is manipulating currency, which is also illegal and will artificially lower prices, that somebody's going to fight for Michigan businesses and Michigan workers. I've put together a bill with a Republican colleague, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, that will create a U.S. trade prosecutor to fight for American businesses and American workers. This trade prosecutor will be responsible for enforcing our trade laws. And I'm very pleased to say that our bill has now been incorporated into a larger trade bill. There's growing bipartisan support, and I'm looking forward to getting this done. I also know that another part of the unlevel playing field relates to health care. We're the only country that funds health care on the back of business, and we spend twice as much on health care as any other country, with 46 million people with no health insurance. That makes absolutely no sense. One very important piece of that, changing that equation, in addition to addressing costs through health information technology and more competition on prescription drugs, is to make sure we are beginning to change the way we fund healthcare to make it more of a partnership with our businesses, large and small. I have been very involved in legislative efforts to make that happen, and one very important bill is the Keep America Competitive Act, which will give a tax credit for businesses towards their catastrophic costs. And what does that mean? Well, about 1% of of employees will get very, very ill during any given year and cost have extraordinary healthcare costs. But that's about 20 to 25% of the healthcare bill for the average business. I think if the federal government were to begin to assume those costs, we'd have more of a partnership and we would be able to help businesses large and small be able to keep their health care for their employees. So this is very important. So when we talk about competing, first you've got to have a level playing field on trade, somebody to fight for American businesses and American workers. Then we've got to address the issue of health care. We've also got to make sure that if somebody has paid into a pension all their life, they get it, period. And we've made progress on that front with legislation this summer that goes a long way to protecting those who have paid into pensions their whole life. And then we've got a race like crazy on education and innovation. One of the real disturbing parts of the president's budget for next year is that he proposes funding the largest cut in education in the history of the country. That is absolutely not acceptable. And as a member of the budget committee, I'm doing everything I can to stop that from happening and also to make sure that we are turning around the cuts that were passed right before Christmas last year in student loans. We need to make opportunity available for people, quality schools for our children, and make sure everybody who wants to go to college can afford to do that. That's not just about them individually. It's about all of us. We do better. We are stronger as a country if, in fact, everybody has an opportunity to be the best they can be and contribute to their community and their country. Finally, let me just take a minute when we're talking about jobs to talk about tourism, because we all understand that the Great Lakes aren't just something that we enjoy, although I've lived in Michigan my whole life and I love the Great Lakes and I love our lakes and streams and forests and open land, and I love my whole family loves to be able to hunt and fish and boat and enjoy all of the great things that we consider special about Michigan. And part of what I am focusing on as well is to make sure we protect the Great Lakes. I authored the first ban on oil and gas drilling in the Great Lakes, which is now permanent. And I'm very pleased that just recently my Michigan Lighthouse and Maritime Heritage Bill passed the United States Senate that focuses on Michigan as the state with the most lighthouses, 120 lighthouses, and terrific maritime history, and puts together an effort with the National Park Service to promote our lighthouses and maritime heritage and create more jobs through tourism. Finally, we've got to hold the president's feet to the fire. He promised that he would support our efforts to fund Great Lakes restoration. He's not yet been willing to do that. But we have a Great Lakes collaborative effort, a bipartisan effort of senators and House members around the Great Lakes who are doing everything possible to refocus on the Great Lakes as a major national priority. We've got to protect our Great Lakes. That's just a little snapshot of my jobs creation plan for Michigan. I invite you to check it out even further on my website. And I have to tell you that there's no issue that is more important to me than creating new jobs, protecting our jobs in Michigan, and fighting for our middle class and our way of life. Because I think that's what's at stake today in a global economy. And I'm not going to stop until we make sure our middle class is secure. Thanks for listening.